USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Former President Donald Trump's impeachment trial has been delayed 2 weeks, giving his legal team time to prepare and allowing President Biden to finish his cabinet appointments. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said late Friday that opening arguments will begin on the week of February 8th.
The House will deliver the article of impeachment to the Senate. The Senate will conduct a trial of the impeachment of Donald Trump. It will be a full trial. It will be a fair trial. But make no mistake, there will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide.
Trump is facing impeachment on allegations that he incited a riot at the U.S. Capitol. He's the first former president to face such charges, which could ban him from holding further office. One dead and two critically injured, dozens sent to the hospital after a tour bus wrecked on a road in northwestern Arizona. Federal investigators say it appears the driver was distracted. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As states are opening up vaccination clinics, ground rules are being set, and Florida's governor is saying no to tourists.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is imposing new residency restrictions for vaccine distribution in his state.
Look, this is for Florida residents, and we understand a place like North Palm Beach County, you know, you have people that live here 6 months. That's fine. They use the hospitals here. They pay taxes. But to just kind of come in from another country or whatever, you know, we don't support that, and we're not going to do that.
The Department of Health in Florida saying that of the 1.8 million people vaccinated, nearly 41,000 have out-of-state addresses. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
150 to 200 National Guard members who are deployed to protect the Capitol at President Joe Biden's inauguration in D.C. have tested positive for the coronavirus, and officials say those numbers could grow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The Senate voted overwhelmingly to confirm Lloyd Austin as the new Secretary of Defense.
The 67-year-old was granted a waiver that stated to serve as the Pentagon chief. That person would have had to have been out of the military for 7 years. The four-star Army General spent over 40 years in uniform, retiring in 2016. He easily passed the vote in the Senate.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
With that vote, Austin, who once served as U.S. Central Command leader, becomes the first black chief at the Pentagon. Austin also promised to recuse himself from any decision involving Raytheon Technologies, where he was serving on the Defense Contractors Board of Directors. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Executive orders signed by President Biden this week have ended tens of thousands of union jobs. Here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
With the stroke of a pen, President Biden eliminated roughly 52,000 American union jobs. Revoking the permit for the Keystone XOil pipeline and rejoining the Paris Climate Accord are the contributing factors. A group of Republican senators from Western states led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana joined other GOP voices in scoffing President Biden's decision. The administration says it's in national interest to end the pipeline so that other countries can see America moving away from fossil fuels. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.